Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question while you're there nosing around on our site, seeing what we can do to help you. Irv Shapiro is our guest. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of If By Phone. Irv, tell us about your company.
Jim, If By Phone is a very simple company. What we do for a living is we help improve and increase the number of conversations that our customers have, our customers have with their customers.
So
we help manage, measure, and automate conversations between businesses and their customers.
So this is like a CRM, customer relationship management. Is it software?
This is software.
Yep. Is
it
in the cloud?
It is software that works with via the internet.
Right.
So there's nothing to install.
It's all in the cloud.
And it's in the cloud.
Yep.
And it works with any telephone. You can be using a telephone from Ma Bell. You can be using a telephone from Skype, from Vonage.
Right.
It works with any telephone. It works with that BlackBerry in your pocket.
Right. And so it tells people, it records the call, it talks, it records how long the call lasted. What else does it record?
Well, what it begins by doing is it tells you why you received that phone call.
Ah.
Did you receive that phone call because somebody saw your number on a in an ad in the local newspaper?
Right.
Or on a sign on a billboard? Or on a website? So the first thing it does is it tells you why you're receiving the phone call.
How does it know that?
We provide businesses with very, very inexpensive telephone numbers that all ring to the same place.
Yep. I remember now.
So as an example, if you're running ads in 30 places, we can provide you with 30 telephone numbers.
Right.
And then you can determine what happens when somebody calls those telephone numbers.
Where did this call come from? Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Was it a banner ad?
Now, more importantly, once the customer makes a call, we make sure the call gets to a live person because we can ring the phone in your office.
Right.
We can ring your cell phone. We can ring your home phone. We can ring James Smith's phone who's working from home because she's been out of a job for a year,
right,
and you're employing people in your neighborhood to help make your business seem bigger.
Mm-hmm. So it's the turnkey approach to not only finding out where people are coming from, how they found you, but making sure that they connect to a real person who can answer the phone and deal with them, not some kind of not put them through voicemail hell, so to speak.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And with almost 1 out of 10 Americans out of work,
right,
there are an awful lot of people that would like to help out your business.
So it's CRM.
And you can do this without buying any equipment.
It's CRM combined with a telephone switch, basically, isn't it?
I think that might be one way to look at it.
A simplistic way, and I'm kind of simple, Irv. So give us the website quickly, please.
The website is If By Phone, IFBY. PHONE.com.
IfByPhone.com.
And if you have trouble remembering it, think of 1 If By Land, 2 If By Sea, 3 If By Phone.
I got you.
Because
yeah.
We think business runs on telephone.
Why didn't I see that coming, Irv? I don't know how I missed that. Hey, Irv, recently you guys got a round of funding from venture capitalists. So that makes a second round. A lot of people out there wanting to start businesses are wondering if they're a candidate for venture capital. And I've tried to give them a dose of reality and tough love and to tell them that most small businesses need to be focusing on the most important venture capitalists they can find, and that's customers. It's not – most companies are not venture capital prospects, are they?
They are not. I'll share with your listeners one reason they probably don't want to be funded by venture capital. I have 7 members, 6 besides myself, on my board of directors. I have 6 bosses.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you are willing to report to each of your funders as if they're your superior, you are not a candidate for venture capital.
Right, and you all have to, And you all have to have the same expectation of where the exit's going to be, too, don't you?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So venture capital is only appropriate if, A, you're building a company with the intent of selling it. If you're building a company as a lifestyle business to support your family,
right,
you'd love it if your kids went into the business, you should not be raising venture capital.
When you go ahead.
B, Jim, you need to be building a company that can have substantial scale. Minimally, let's say, $100 million a year in sales.
Yeah.
So if you're not building a company to be sold and that has substantial scale, right off the top, you're probably not a candidate for venture capital.
And it doesn't matter about anything else, what you're selling. It doesn't matter, you know, how good your documents are, how much good your research is. Because, so, for example, when you started going out to venture capital, you knew that you were not going to hand this business over to your children. You knew that the day was going to come before too long, if you stayed in business, that you would be divesting of the company.
That is very true. In fact, Jim, this is what I do for a living. This is my third company,
right,
by phone.
Right.
I've already I've started two others that I sold already, right, to publicly traded companies.
Right. It's just another way of thinking about doing business, folks. Give us the website again, Irv.
The website is ifbyphone, ifbyphone.com.
Ifbyphone.com. Hey, Irv, thanks for the information. Congratulations on the second round of venture capital. And come back again real soon and keep us posted on how things are going.
I'd love to, Jim. Have a great day.
You too. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.